Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems, and it's another fast 5 minutes of history, and this week you've got me, Greg, and I want to talk to you today about advertising and marketing, because this is something that I've been trying to deal with quite a lot recently. As some of you may know, me and my fiancée Felicity have recently put together a new show called Curios Aquatica, which is a show aimed at teaching people and spreading the word about the fact that there are big problems in the oceans today, that we're creating a lot of problems. Obviously, some a lot of people know about, pollution and plastic. There's some that people know less about, and we're just trying to get these to as wide an audience as possible. And in particular, we're aiming these shows at schools. We're trying to take them into schools, get students to understand when they're still quite young that they really need to respect the oceans and we need to help the planet in this way. And one of the problems we're having with it is we've created what we think is a really good show. And when I say I've created a really good show, that doesn't mean, you know, that's not me using my ego, that's not me going overboard. It's me saying I genuinely think this is a really good show. I've created a lot of shows over the years. Some of them have been really good. Some of them, I will be completely honest, have been mediocre at best. But this one, I think, is a very good show. And so we want to get it out. We want to get people seeing it. We have an important message that we believe in. And then we struggle, because in order for anyone to book this show, in order for us to perform this show anywhere, we have to let people know about it. And that means advertising, marketing in some way, shape or form, which is actually not as easy as you'd think, because these days we have the internet, we have websites, but you've got to get someone going to your website. We have things like emails. You can send out a whole load of emails. You can email different venues. But I don't know about you, when I get emails selling me something from places I don't know, I kind of pop them straight in the spam box. And so we're back to actually quite traditional forms of marketing. The best way of marketing anything is to have something physically there. Those of you who've seen my stage tricycle out and about throughout the year will notice that my stage tricycle is actually filling up with advertising. I've kind of decided to treat the stage section of it as a... Well, the idea is that basically the stage tricycle got parked outside of a theatre many, many years ago. And while it's sat there waiting, everybody who's doing a show or performance or anything else like that comes up and slaps their advertising on it. And I am having to be a bit selective about exactly what advertising I allow on it. It's got to stick with the theme. It's got to look like it would fit slightly in steampunk. But that is what I'm doing with my stage tricycle. And the idea of posters and physical advertising goes back a long, long time. You can go right back to Pompeii, and we can see on the walls of Pompeii, we can see designs and graffiti on the walls that tells us what things cost. It's sales ideas, things like that, and you find these across the ancient world. But some of the marketing schemes that have happened throughout history have been a little bit more out there, and this comes back, because things always, always do, to the fabulous Harry Houdini. And Houdini was a champion marketer. Now, there's a lot of people these days who say Houdini was not a great magician. And do you know what? Bigger fan as I am of Houdini, you kind of have to understand their point. What he was doing, first of all, he was a much earlier era of magic, and magic, like anything else, progressive. So a lot of what he was doing is now a bit cliched. Some of it is very, very simple magic compared with what some people are doing today. But the important thing to remember is that Houdini managed to sell himself as this fantastic showman, and people wanted to see him. He made comic books. But, you know, one of the most famous examples of Houdini doing some advertising was his straitjacket escape hanging upside down. He also did challenge escapes. He would actually ask local police stations to lock him up. And sometimes he was a little bit clever with this. He would very often write to a company and say, oh, could you build this design and then challenge me with it? And he would provide all the instructions for how they build whatever it was that he was going to get locked up in, which gave him a certain advantage. But one of my favourite stories of Houdini's advertising was that he would employ seven bald men, to walk around whatever city he was going to be performing in wearing bowler hats. And they would walk along and they would stand outside windows in a row, and on cue, they would all take the bowler hats off and you would see the name Houdini written across the back of their heads. So there's loads of potential marketing ideas. My little marketing idea is to do a little Fast Five about advertising and say, if you do know anyone that works in schools, any teachers, anything like that, please tell them about Curios Aquatica. But for now, thank you very much for listening. Goodbye and take care.